Live from the studios of KQNA, the talk of the Quad Cities.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule.
It's time for Talk of the Town, Soup Scoop, with Prescott Unified School District's Soup of Schools, Joe Howard, and Assistant Soup, Marty Reed. Today's Talk of the Town is sponsored in part by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott College, Elite Reflections Salon & Day Spa, Augie's Restaurant, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, A&E Reaper Graphics, Foothills Bank, Barrett Propane, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott Brewing Company. And now, here are your hosts for today's Talk of the Town Soup Scoop, Joe Howard and Marty Reed.
Welcome to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide on KQNA.com. I'm Joe Howard with my amazing co-host Marty Reed here on Soup Scoop today. In our first segment today, we'll be talking with Caleb Farnsworth, sophomore at Prescott High School, and amazing teacher and sponsor Kathleen Cherry, to talk about Academic Decathlon, tell you all about that. That's a neat program in our school district, and it's for students to compete. And we're going to talk about Caleb's bronze medal that he won. Then in our second segment, Casey Como and Cameron McMahon will join us. These young ladies are seniors at Prescott High School, and they attended the local town hall hosted at Embry-Riddle in October to learn about funding in K-12 education. And then they volunteered to be on a team that represented Prescott and PUSD in the Arizona Town Hall just a few weeks ago in Mesa.
And please stay tuned as we talk with Clark and Sonia Tenney, who also volunteered for the PUSD team at the Arizona Town Hall, which was a 3.5-day workshop. They will share the importance of funding for K-12 education in Arizona and how our students, schools, and community are affected by the lack of sufficient funding for education. And you're not going to want to miss talking to two of our PHS champions that took the home state title in their sport. We have Mackenzie Roberts here, who won in mountain biking, as well as Harris Temple, who won his title in swimming. Each month on Soup Scoop, we celebrate PUSD's dedicated students, teachers, and programs that make PUSD great, as well as our community and the support they have for our education and our students. Stay tuned for a very special show today. You are listening to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at kqna.com.
Happy holidays, Northern Arizona.
This is Dave Barrett. On behalf of everyone at Barrett Propane, I'd like to sincerely thank all of our loyal customers for trusting us, a local company, to be your propane gas provider. Please remember that we're here for you and we're ready to serve you throughout this holiday season. Old friends and new, for all your propane needs, call us today at 636-1600 or log on to barrettpropane.com. Happy holidays from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Merry Christmas.
When it's time to enjoy a little drinking or dining out, stick with the winner. Prescott Brewing Company is approaching 22 years of providing a little something for everyone. Quiet street front, people watching front dining area, more people watching atrium dining in the middle of quaint and unique boutique shops. The bar area overlooking our small brew house where Arizona's most awarded breweries' beers have been produced since 1994. A huge eclectic menu of time-tested favorites that we like to call pub cuisine and beyond. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott, always a winning choice.
Santa, it's great to see you. Ho, ho, ho. And it's great to have you back at Olson's. What's that you say? You love pets and can't wait for them to get into a picture with you? I think we can take care of that. This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Every year for the past 31 years, we've brought Santa and good dogs and cats together for holiday pictures. Pictures with Santa paws are a tradition here at Olson's, and this year we're really excited because Santa is looking the best he's looked in years and may even bring Mrs. Claus to help out. You just bring your pets and Windy View Designs does the rest. They work hard to get just the right pose, and you can be included if you want. Great for Christmas pictures, and $5 per package will be donated to United Animal Friends. Santa will be sliding down the chimney at the following Olsons: Prescott on Saturday, November 25th, Chino Saturday, December 9th, and Dewey on Saturday, December 16th. Good enough just isn't. Ho, ho, ho!
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
In 1916, Auto Owners Insurance teamed up with local independent agents so customers could get fast, friendly, local service.
Bravo!
It worked so well, we decided to keep it that way. And 100 years later, we still do things the same way. By teaming up with local independent agents who deliver quality, personal service.
Thank you!
Some might call that old school. But then again, maybe everything old is new again. Kind of refreshing, isn't it?
This is Susan Morrison. Give us a call at 445-4600. Your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Welcome back to the Soup Scoop. Our first guests today are Caleb Farnsworth and Kathleen Cherry. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Great to have you guys on the show. First time on the show for us, both of you.
Yes.
So we're glad to have you. I think we should start off by kind of being clear to our listeners and telling them a little bit about what Academic Decathlon is. Caleb, you want to, or Kathleen, you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Academic Decathlon is a class and a club and an extracurricular activity. Decathlon, 10 events. So what the kids do is they study a certain curriculum. This year it happens to be Africa. Last year was World War II. And then they go and they compete against other schools in 10 events, which are seven are test taking, and then there's also interview, speech, and essay.
All on that particular topic of the year.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
So as the club advisor, how do you navigate the students through that? Like, do you have curriculum? You know, how does that work?
Yeah, it's very fast paced. There's a huge curriculum, which is pretty much impossible to master. I mean, like, we're just finishing up the science curriculum this week, which is infectious disease, including Ebola, HIV, and malaria. And, you know, we have maybe 3 weeks to learn what we can about that. So it's a lot of material. You're just trying to do the best you can.
Well, and it sounds to me like, you know, your students are going to have to build a passion for the topic and probably become a little obsessed about it, I'm guessing. Mm-hmm. And it's something that in your spare time, and I guess I'll ask Caleb this, in your spare time, are you studying your topic every minute you get?
Sometimes. Last year it was atomic energy for science, and so I really enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. So I was learning a lot about that.
So it probably depends on the topic that you have as much as, you know, whatever builds the passion. But this is your topic, so you're studying it this year.
Right, yes.
Good.
So are you guys, is it a team? Is this a team event and you study the science and someone else studies the social studies history part? Or is it, how does that work?
Well, it's kind of individual, kind of a group thing. Each person does each of the 10 events. And at the end, there's a super quiz where the team works together.
Uh-huh.
To answer kind of questions. It's live and...
Like game show style,
right,
where you buzz in and...
Yeah.
So,
and then from the tests and the different events, they choose the top six out of the nine, and that's the points that go towards the final score.
And so what's your favorite part of the whole thing? So Miss Cherry said that there's seven test-taking events. Seven or six?
Seven.
Seven.
And that would be science, math,
okay,
economics, history, literature, art, and music.
Okay.
Wow.
So there's topics, and then there's the other three events. Which one's your favorite?
Probably math. I score the highest in it most of the time because I have a class dedicated just towards that.
So what's the math of Africa?
Well,
isn't that the same as ours?
Yes. Some of the topics, including math, it's not year specific.
Okay.
The ratios of different kinds, say calculus and algebra, change a little bit every year, but that's about it.
Okay.
So, Caleb, you won a medal, I understand,
yes,
recently. Tell us about that.
Well, it was an interview, and I was definitely not expecting that. But that was a lot of fun, actually. The judges were really nice, and I felt a little bit more open than I normally did. And it was still a surprise to win a medal.
Well, congratulations. And how recent was this that you won the medal?
3 weeks ago.
Okay.
The weekend before Thanksgiving.
Okay. So was that your first competition, or how far along are you on your competitions here?
Well, this is my second year doing this. Last year, I think I went to all four competitions, so okay. This is my fifth time.
Okay, good. But it was the second competition of the year that you won the medal?
This is the first for this
okay,
year.
Okay, gotcha. So it seems to me like things are looking up for the next three.
Yeah.
So, Miss Cherry, do you recruit students, or do they find out about it and say, hey, I love taking tests and that's me? Or how do you get a team?
I would say one of the more challenging aspects of ACADEC is that we select a team of nine, and we need three students who have essentially a 4.0 GPA, three students who have a B or 3.0 GPA, and then three students who have below that. And so it's hard to find those kids who are interested in learning and willing to put in the effort and work who don't necessarily have good grades.
That's the rules.
So, and then all those nine students compete together, all 10 events, and they take the top two scores from each of the levels. So the A students, the B students, and the C and below.
Wow. So how do they check that? Like, how do you make sure that other high schools are following those rules?
Yeah, we have to submit transcripts and calculate GPA and all kinds of things. So,
wow, I did not know that.
So how does the season progress then? You have these four competitions, and then I know we're hosting regionals here in Prescott. We'll talk about that in a minute. And then there's a state competition?
Yes. Yeah, and the state competition is usually in first or second week of March.
Okay.
The regionals are first week of February, and then there could be, multiple scrimmages that we attend. Last year, I think we did three scrimmages, two or three. This year, we've only been to one so far. I don't know if there are any more scheduled.
So are you automatically in regionals, or do you have to qualify for regionals?
Everyone in the region can go to regionals.
Okay, so that's where then you battle it out for a berth to state,
exactly.
I would imagine.
Yes.
Okay. And will you tell us a little bit about what we're going to be doing here in Prescott for regionals and the date of that?
Yes, it's February 2nd and 3rd, and I believe there are nine teams in the northern region. So they come from St. John's, Kingman, all over the northern part of the state, and they'll come to Prescott High School. Friday evening, they'll have their speech and interview. They'll do the essay beforehand, maybe a week or two before the competition. And then Saturday morning, they do all their tests. And then we have a super quiz after that. So,
wow.
And a big
how many students do we think will be?
Well, each team can bring nine students maximum. So that's about 80 students.
What's the history of PHS? Do we perform pretty well? Do we go to state every year?
The last couple of years, we've been third. In the region, and then we've had a high enough. So the first top two teams automatically qualify for state in each region.
Okay.
And then I don't know how many teams beyond that, the next, I don't know, top 30 maybe in the state can also attend based on their score at regionals.
Okay.
So we've gone the last, I would say the last many years. It's tough though when we're competing against those big Phoenix schools.
I bet. So, Caleb, what's your game plan from here until regionals? What do you plan to do to prepare, to be the most prepared for that?
Well, so we'll finish the curriculum, and I think I'll assess what I think are the most interesting topics and focus on those, for example, math and science, and probably try to focus on interview a bit more because that seemed to be successful at regionals.
Yeah.
Yeah, did they give you feedback on what you did so well that earned you the bronze?
Yeah, we get a score sheet back after the event, and so I can look at different categories and see where I need to work on and where I did well.
Caleb, is it typical that a student starts as a freshman for ACADEC?
So we have we have a lot of new students this year, and some of them are freshmen. Some of them are sophomores and juniors. We have quite a few seniors that are new this year. So it's about the same for every year.
Yeah. Well, I'm just imagining that it's going to be neat to watch the next few years for you, Caleb. And hey, we want to thank you, Kathleen and Caleb, for being here today. And we're super excited about your future in academic decathlon. And when we return from the break, we'll be talking to PHS seniors Casey Como and Cameron McMahon about their very interesting and exciting visit to Mesa a few weeks ago to participate in the Arizona State Town Hall. You're listening to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
We did it again. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 17 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Hi, this is Luke Gettle.
And I'm Dustin Gettle.
We're the sons of the Gettle brothers. My dad, Ted, always takes us shopping around the holidays.
Well, my dad, Adam, dresses up like Santa Claus and surprises us.
Yeah, well, it's no surprise Gettle's High Desert Mechanical has been keeping people comfortable during the holidays since 1987.
You know what this means now, Luke?
No, what?
We're working while our dads are getting ready for the holidays.
Oh, brother.
That's them.
Happy holidays from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, now offering plumbing repair and service. Visit GettlesHDM.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Give the gift of good eating with holiday gift cards from Augie's Restaurant. But hold on, for every $100 you buy in Augie's gift cards, now through December 20th, you'll get a bonus $20 gift card. Don't worry, if you want to keep the bonus card for yourself, we won't tell. It's holiday gift giving made easy. Augie's gift cards, your $20 bonus card with every $100 in gift cards you buy, now through December 20th. A great gift from the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Welcome back. Joe Howard and Marty Reed here. You're listening to Soup Scoop. Thanks for tuning in. Today we're talking with Casey Como and Cameron McMahon. These amazing young ladies participated in this year's local town hall, in which K-12 education funding was the topic. And they also volunteered to spend 3.5 pretty intense days at the Arizona Town Hall a few weeks back in Mesa. Welcome, ladies.
Hi.
We're so glad to have you on the show. And I was very lucky to be able to participate in both of those events with you, so it was really neat to get to know both of you.
How did you guys end up getting involved in these town halls? Who asked you to do it?
So we're both in Key Club at our high school.
Yes.
And our teacher who runs it, her name is Miss Holly, she told us about the community town hall, and they said that they wanted a Prescott High School presence. And so she asked a couple of us if we would want to go to it, and so we volunteered, and that's how it all started.
Was it what you thought it would be? What were you expecting, and what did it end up being?
I had no idea what I was expecting.
Yeah.
We kind of just went in blind, you know? But it was really fun, and I really enjoyed seeing everyone be so passionate about education.
Nice. Now, I'm trying to remember how many kids total came to that first town hall at Embry-Riddle.
13.
It was awesome. And Marty, you were there, but I would just say, that there were a bunch of people there that cared about education, and really the topic is the lack of funding in education in Arizona, and so there was a lot of passion around it. But I have to say, in both that event and the state event, it was very special that the kids were there and the adults in the room went out of their way to acknowledge how important your voice was. Would you agree to that?
Yes. I was very surprised at how much they wanted to know about how we felt.
Yeah, one of the ladies, because I said that I didn't think, I wasn't an expert in the field, so I didn't know if I should say something, but she told me, she was like, no, you guys are the most expert. You're the ones who are living this right now. And I thought that was really cool that, yeah.
Was it surprising to you to learn about the state of education funding in Arizona?
Oh my gosh, yes. I had no idea that we were 50th in the country for educational funding, and it kind of made me upset. I was like, I don't want to be 50th. I want to have all the opportunities everybody else has, so.
Well, and I think the whole idea of Town Hall is to find solutions. I was super excited that this was the topic of our Town Hall this year, and that's why we wanted to get students involved. And then, you know the story, but I want to tell our listeners, there were some people there that were so excited about what was happening and hearing your voice that they donated the money to send 9 of us, and we'll hear from Clark and Sonia Tenney in a couple minutes here, but both of you and then 3 boy students came down, and we had 9 people from Prescott, so we had a great presence at the State Town Hall. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about what, I said it was intense. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. Tell our listeners a little bit about what you did at the State Town Hall.
So we would wake up around 7 in the morning, and I think the discussions started at about 8 and went until 12, and there were 2 sessions. So another one would go from about 2 to 5, and the entire time we just answered questions about education and how we could reform it or make it better. So we were sitting for about 3 hours per session just talking about ideas and all creating a solution.
Yeah, and then even during our breaks we had lectures, so we would listen to experts come and talk about what they thought and their opinion. So we didn't get much of a break, but it was good.
Yeah, it was intense. I think one morning we were up at 6:45 when we were putting this whole document together, but talk to our listeners about the culminating project of, you know, what was the product of this State Town Hall and how did that come together?
The product that came from the State Town Hall is we had a document, and there it was just about how to help schools be better and help education funding, and we all fixed the document. We had an entire, like, felt like we were in Congress.
Yeah, it really did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we just went over the document and fixed it, and we're going to go to the leaders of Arizona soon. I think it's in January sometime, and talk to them about how we want to change education.
Yeah. So I would say there are around 100 people there. Would you guys agree?
Yeah.
And they were split into 4 groups, and those 4 groups went through a series of questions, like was explained a minute ago, and then we all had to come together on the final day. Mm-hmm. I think the document was like 26 pages when it was done, something like that. But explain a little bit about that process of how we went through line by line, and then people were able to make changes.
Yeah. So what happened is we met in our smaller groups at 7 in the morning, and we went over the whole document as a group, and we decided what we liked and what we didn't like, and if we wanted to make an amendment, we would write it down. And then we did that for about a half hour, and then all 4 groups met in a bigger room. And so we had someone who was leading the discussion, and he would just read. We would go section by section and line by line. And so each group who wanted to amend something would go up and propose the amendment. And then if there was consensus in the room, then we would amend it. But if not, we just left it the way it was.
How often were there times where people said, no, we don't want to change it?
There were a couple. Not a lot, but there were a few.
They had to leave the room.
Yeah. There was a dispute, and they had to go discuss outside. But
oh, really?
they came to an agreement. So
yeah, they actually had a coach who coached through the dispute, and then they'd come back in with their whatever they agreed on.
Oh, very cool. So would you say there were some like major findings or some major solutions or ideas that came out of this that are going to be presented to the legislature in January?
In my group specifically, somebody mentioned proposing a statewide property tax, because we don't have that right now, so only certain districts are paying property taxes. And so he said with a statewide property tax, that would raise so much money for our school system. So that's something that I've never heard before and was included in the report.
Okay. Good. Do you remember anything specific?
It was definitely just like taxes, you know?
Uh-huh.
And using ways to raise taxes, but in a smart way where it wouldn't affect a large population.
Yeah. We have a tax-sensitive community, so we can't, you know, we have to think about how to be creative with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Marty, I'd agree. That's statewide, is it? We're tax-sensitive, and that's there was a lot of talk about why we're in this boat in education is that our taxes have been cut over 30 years. So I think a lot of the recommendations, you know, the group is certainly sensitive to the fact that nobody wants to talk about raising taxes.
Yeah.
But they also compared to the other 49 states in the country that are funding at a better rate than we are in Arizona. And so they looked at the mechanisms that they use. And you mentioned property tax statewide. That's something that's nationwide, that's the norm. In Arizona, that's not the norm. But they also looked at excise taxes. You guys remember that whole piece? And that was an interesting piece. And I think they tried to offer a lot of different solutions with those taxes to try and be sensitive so it's not hitting one population or another harder. But boy, that's the big question that we all kind of struggle with. And they also talked a lot about Proposition 301, which needs to be renewed. Mm-hmm. And that will probably be the vehicle. Whatever the legislators or the voters decide, that would probably be the vehicle that's voted on at some point to maybe take a look at trying to get out of being the bottom of the nation.
Yeah, yeah. So would you guys recommend this process for other students in the future? Was it?
Absolutely. I think it was so informative, and I wasn't really aware that Arizona is in this, like, it's that much of an issue, and I don't think a lot of other students are aware either. So I absolutely think it's fundamental that students are aware of where we are and how to change it. So.
Yeah, the students should definitely get involved so they can be informed.
Well, a part of the document, and listeners, you can see this document online if you just look up Arizona Town Hall. You'll see their culminating document of what these nearly 100 people from all over the state of Arizona created in a collaborative way. But at the end, there's this whole piece, and same thing as the local state town or town halls. But it talks about an I will statement, something that you will do. And I had a whole list of them. One was like, I'll talk about it on KQNA. Check. We just check that one off.
Yeah,
and I said I'd write about it in the Courier column and lots of other things. But ladies, I'd like to ask you what maybe you will do to help this effort in the future.
Well, on my card, I wrote down that I'm going to try and inform my fellow students of the problem and tell them that we have a voice for change. I also wrote that I'll become the president of the United States and fix it myself.
Atta girl. I like that.
I wrote also that I want to inform my peers because I believe that they can help create a lot of change. And then at the end, I said we could hold a bake sale if it doesn't work.
I knew you were going to say that because she said that at the local, and it was a huge hit at Embry-Riddle. And then she said it at the state, and then they just fell in love with these kids from Prescott. So.
We're going to bake sale our way out of this.
Yeah, we're good at it. We can bake sale.
I think that, you know, honestly, it's a tribute to our teachers who are aware of the funding situation, but they do try to protect the students because they want you to feel valued, and they don't want you to think that people don't care about you and that people don't want you to have a great education. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, sometimes we want to protect you from these things. And but I agree with you. I think it's important that you are aware of the situation, and who could be more creative than our students on how to get us out of this. So.
Well, and you've all heard me say it too. And of course, you know, my boys are seniors this year too. So mm-hmm. you kind of look at that, and we have this discussion and say, wow, you know, these kids have gone their whole career being at a state that's the bottom of the nation for funding students. And while that's very upsetting for me to say out loud, I also look at the great education that you guys got here in Prescott and that I know my own two kids got. But I do have to acknowledge that that's been on the backs of some extremely hardworking teachers mm-hmm. and a community like Prescott that's an anomaly that bends over backwards to make sure that you get what you need, even though the state doesn't fund you adequately.
Well, Casey and Cameron, thank you so much for attending on our behalf, and thank you for being here on the show with us today. When we return from the break, we'll have Clark and Sonia Tenney, who also volunteered at the Arizona Town Hall, and they'll talk about the work that they did over the 3.5-day workshop to address funding in K-12 education. You are listening to The Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at KQNA.com. We will be right back.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with 3 locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
When it comes to the holidays, the hustle and bustle doesn't stop. Well, unless your car breaks down. Whatever this season brings, it helps to have Hum by Verizon. Hum is the connected car system that assists and empowers drivers. Now you can check your car's health from your phone, get help if you're stuck on the side of the road, and if Hum detects a crash, it can automatically notify emergency services. It's a smart way to stay informed about your car and keep your family safer on the road. This holiday season, get Hum and get where you're going. Visit Hum.com or your local Verizon store for special holiday savings.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. The Northern Arizona Sun scored the most points in team history, but it still wasn't enough as they fell to the South Bay Lakers last night. South Bay had a 73-66 lead after the second quarter, but Northern Arizona came back to take a 4-point lead in the final quarter. The game was tied at the end of regulation, so an overtime period was required. South Bay scored 9 points and went on to win 148-144. Coach Cody Toppert says this is a disappointing loss.
At some point in time, you just got to take a little pride and you got to communicate with your teammates and you just got to get the job done. And, you know, it's hard to win a basketball game when you give up 148 points. We have a great offense. It's tremendous.
Forward Alec Peters, who scored 33 points, says the Suns couldn't follow up on certain plays.
A matter of us not finished possessions the right way. We were giving up offensive rebounds after deep into the shot clock and then forcing up a tough shot. We just couldn't get it finished off with the rebound, and then they would kick it out for a three that would kill us. So, I mean, getting an extra possession is what, you know, is going to kill you down the stretch.
The Northern Arizona Suns are on the road again to take on the Agua Caliente Clippers in Ontario, California. Tip-off is at 8 o'clock Friday night. For more information on this story, log on to KQNA.com and click on the link to Prescott E-News. Law enforcement agencies will be stepping up DUI patrols in the Verde Valley.
Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Devlin explains why agencies are teaming up for this effort.
In an effort to identify impaired drivers and remove them from the road before they are able to hurt themselves or other innocent motorists. These operations will occur primarily on Fridays and Saturdays through the month of December and will include New Year's Eve on Sunday, December 31st.
Devlin describes the area that will be patrolled.
All highways in the Verde Valley will be patrolled for signs of impaired driving, and violators will be charged to the fullest extent of the law. Please remember to be responsible and use a designated sober driver if traveling after consuming alcoholic beverages.
The Camp Verde Marshal's Office performed a saturation detail last Saturday and it will conduct a speed detail in the Camp Verde and Cottonwood areas Friday. A similar detail is scheduled to occur in Sedona Saturday. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clear and cool tonight, sunny and breezy through Friday. Expect an overnight low of 28 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 46 tomorrow and a high of 56 on Friday. 31 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Thursday of 56 and a high on Friday of 64. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Happy holidays, Northern Arizona.
This is Dave Barrett. On behalf of everyone at Barrett Propane, I'd like to sincerely thank all of our loyal customers for trusting us, a local company, to be your propane gas provider. Please remember that we're here for you and we're ready to serve you throughout this holiday season. Old friends and new, for all your propane needs, call us today at 636-1600 or log on to barrettpropane.com. Happy holidays from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Merry Christmas.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
Ring, ring goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Welcome back to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town. I'm Marty Reed, here with Joe Howard, and we would like to welcome our next guests, Clark and Sonia Tenney. Welcome.
Good to be here.
Thanks. And of course, Clark is our Abiah Judd principal, elementary school principal, and
he's an old favorite. He's an old guest on the show many times. So I want to start with a question to Sonia, because we're talking about the Arizona Town Hall here. And Sonia, besides being married to Clark Tenney, we'll talk about that a little more later. But how did you get involved in the Arizona State Town Hall this year?
Okay, well, first of all, I have five children. All of them have gone through PUSD schools. Four of them have graduated, one's still there. Love those kids and want the best education for them. So I've worked on the local bond and override elections in past years and serve kind of on an education advocacy council that we have here in Prescott. And I guess as being a little bit outspoken on education, Joe, you invited me
to get
one of those scholarships to go to the town hall, and I was eager to take that opportunity.
And Sonia is an educator.
Absolutely. Someday, a wannabe educator.
You are an educator.
Well, absolutely.
Yes, you are.
Dating all the way back to at least 1989, because Sonia and I graduated together, so she's always been sharp. So every chance I get to invite her to the table to help us with something, we usually do pretty well. So thanks for doing that, Sonia. And so tell us a little bit about your takeaway from the state town hall. What was that experience like for you?
Oh, I thoroughly loved it. It was really, like you were saying, it was very intense. I really enjoyed it. I particularly liked finding out that there were people all over the state that agreed with what I saw and what we see in Prescott as some of the challenges and the issues facing us, that was something that people all over the state who came from very different backgrounds also agreed were the major things we need to be focusing on with education.
So true.
Yeah, and I know recently I read an article, and it used to be that everyone would say, oh, thank goodness for Mississippi, because they're always at the bottom, but just recently, now Mississippi is saying, thank goodness for Arizona, because now we're at the bottom. We're 50th for funding. So what an important topic for the town hall to pick this time. Clark, what did you think of the process? Did you enjoy it? What are your big takeaways?
Yeah, absolutely. Like a couple of folks have mentioned already, it was intense. It was a lot of hard work. When we were told we were going down to Mesa for 3 days, I thought, how are we going to do 3 days worth of work? The community town hall that we had here in Prescott lasted maybe 8 hours or something, and we went over the topic fairly thoroughly, I thought. So when I heard 3.5 days for this, that wow. But we really
the email didn't
deep.
Stop coming in while you were down there, did it?
No, it didn't. No, it didn't. There was work to do here, but it was time well spent. I echo what Sonia said. I loved getting with other folks who were passionate about this topic. You know, people in Arizona, I think statewide, are for sure. Polls show that of all of the important issues we have pressing on us in Arizona, whether it's water issues or immigration or roads or prisons and so many important things that we have before us, the number one issue among Arizonans, according to polls, is education funding. And so it was great to be talking about such an important topic for 3 days with people from a wide variety of backgrounds who had a lot to say about it.
Will you get to be a part of the presentation to the legislature?
That is a great question. We don't have a formal time set up for that. There's a day in January when there's a number of folks who are education advocates from across the state who are invited to go down. And I think Sonia's planning on heading down. I'll see if I can maybe sneak away from my school for part of a day to get down there if I can. But where there is not a formal time set up to get with our legislators on this, that's an opportunity for people to show support for increased education funding in general. And then I've always been a part of a group here like Sonia that gets with our three local legislators and lets them know that this is an important issue to Prescottonians as it is for Arizona statewide.
Well, when I asked the girls about possible solutions, you know, they kind of mentioned a statewide property tax, and Joe mentioned an excise tax, you know, and I know that our community is, you know, sensitive to taxes, and that's kind of a bad word. And what do you think about that? How's that presentation going to go?
That's a great question. You know, I come from kind of a politically conservative background myself. I'm a registered Republican. I'm like a lot of people. I never wake up in the morning and think to myself, man, I want the government in my face, or gee, I want to pay higher taxes. Nobody thinks in those terms. But it is a fact that in Arizona, we have disinvested in our state budget in general, particularly in education, over the last couple of decades. And it's led to a situation where we're kind of in crisis. You mentioned the fact that teachers are paid among the lowest in the nation here in Arizona, actually at the lowest in the nation here in Arizona. We're fortunate in Prescott that we've got great families, great kids, a great environment, and a good reputation. So we have terrific teachers in every classroom, but it is absolutely not the case statewide. And it's something that it's going to have an impact now and in the future if we continue to not invest in our future. That's what it is for me. It's an investment. So it is the fact that in order to invest, we're going to need a significant new revenue stream to put into education. We're not just looking at you know, a few million dollars. Our state budget every year is in the $4 billion plus range, and we need to be looking at maybe putting in north of another $1 billion into education if we're going to get ourselves in the place we want to be. One of the recommendations from the town hall, and Sonia, you can chime on this if you want, was to move ourselves from 50th place in terms of teacher funding, so that's at the foundation of a lot of things, toward the median in the United States. So we're not looking to be number one or number two, or just one of the terms that was used was aspiring to mediocrity. And to do that, just to take us from where we're at right now to put us in terms of the rest of the United States at the average for teacher funding is going to take something on the range of about $800 million a year, that we've cut that deeply into education over the years. That's not the only need we have, but that's foundational to what we're going to need to continue to have a strong education system here in Arizona.
Yep.
Yeah, and I'll just throw in there, Clark, another kind of huge scary number that is just math. For us to get to the median, you were talking teacher pay, right?
Just teacher.
For us to get to the median of per pupil expenditure in the country, it would be around $4.5 billion with a B dollars. And so that's just kind of the state that we're in here in Arizona. Sonia, I want to know just kind of, I mean, that was an extensive document that we all put together, all 100 or so of us put together. What were some of your biggest takeaways of some of the main points that were in that document that sort of resonated with you?
Oh, well, there was a lot in the document.
There was.
for me personally, I'd like to talk more about education issues. There's a lot of educating we need to do of our citizens to let other people know what's going on with education, and that we are so underfunded that we need to do something more. So that was one thing that I really, really thought. I mean, there's a lot of other issues that we talked about.
Definitely. But that's kind of the main point we took out of it. Sonia, I also wanted to know kind of your thoughts on our Prescott kids that were there. We had five kids there, and that was certainly the best representation in the state of any high school. Mm-hmm. And those kids were certainly honored there by all of the adults, and their presence was appreciated. Just your thoughts on their presence or your experience with those kids.
Oh, I loved it. I was glad that they were there, and I noticed that most of the other adults in the room were eager to hear their contributions and to solicit their opinions. They were a little bit more shy in giving them. I think they felt a little underwater with all the information going on, but I'm so glad they were there. The things that they learned and just the whole process of how you reach consensus with a large group, mm-hmm. And you know, lots of different opinions, but everyone seemed to really appreciate that they were there and that they were learning, that they would give up their time to come and do that.
Do you think the other high school students outside of Prescott were just as surprised about funding and where we are? I know every high school student I've talked to that represented Prescott said we had no idea. Did you guys get the same sense from other high school students as well?
I would say that I did.
Yeah, absolutely. And not just the students, but some of the adults that were there as well. People who are in education and study this and talk this and live this every day, we know where we're at. But we had a number of different community members, people from the business community, et cetera. Some of them were well-versed in where we're at with funding in Arizona, but some were not. And absolutely, it was eye-opening for those folks. And when people really understand the situation that we're in, they want to do something about it.
Yeah. Joe, did you say that we had a private donation to send our team
down
there?
We did. It covered all nine people. It covered their registration and the hotel and the whole thing. And that was someone who was inspired by the experience at the Prescott Town Hall in Embry-Riddle. And so, and it was, we will probably never see again when K-12 is the topic of the 110th. It is the 110th year of Town Hall. And so we said, we've got to be there. We've got to have a presence. And Clark and Sonia, I just want to thank you, not just for going to the Town Hall, which was a huge sacrifice for our community, and you were a wonderful voice for us down there, but for all that you both do in our community. You're both very involved in so many things. And Sonia, with our Bond Oversight Committee, and Clark, we could have six shows about the things that you do through Abaya Judd. We sure appreciate you and your family. And when we return after this break, we'll be speaking with PHS champions, Mackenzie Robert and Harris Temple, coming back with state championships. You're listening to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM. Streaming worldwide on KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long. Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Serving all of northern Arizona, building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and AC is at the right degree. Call Gettles. Their fourth generation heating techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Don't settle till you call Gettles. G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Now offering plumbing repair and service. Visit GettlesHDM.com.
Give the gift of good eating with holiday gift cards from Augie's Restaurant. But hold on, for every $100 you buy in Augie's gift cards, now through December 20th, you'll get a bonus $20 gift card. Don't worry, if you want to keep the bonus card for yourself, we won't tell. It's holiday gift giving made easy. Augie's gift cards, your $20 bonus card with every $100 in gift cards you buy, now through December 20th. A great gift from the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Welcome back to the Soup Scoop on KQNA's Talk of the Town. I'm Joe Howard here with Marty Reed, and we have two amazing student athletes. They are state champions, Harris Temple and Mackenzie Roberts. Welcome, champs.
Hey.
Thank you so much.
Glad to have you here, and you both just won your state championships this fall season, correct?
Yes, sir.
So, you know, this is a short segment, so I just really want to get into the kind of the crux of when you won state. So we're going to start with you, Harris, and tell us about, like, the moment when you knew you were, what, when you crossed the finish line or the moment you became a state championship. Tell that story a little bit.
So I beat him out by a hundredth of a second. Oh. So that's like a heartbeat, basically. And I thought I lost at the last touch, but then I looked up at the board and saw the one by my name. And it was unbelievable. It was the best feeling I've ever felt in my life. Like, I just had a rush of stress off my body. Like, yeah, I've never felt anything like it before. So
What event was this?
It was the 100 freestyle.
Okay. So, yeah. And where was the, where did this take place?
Skyline High School. Yeah. In their pool.
Have you had to swim against this competitor before? Did you know this was going to be your rival?
I mean, he's older than me. He was a senior. So whenever we swam against each other in club swim, he was always like the older guy, like winning all the races up there. And I always kind of looked up to him. Like, we're pretty good buddies. So it was fun to talk to him before and after the race. But yeah, in the end, it's just whoever wanted it more.
So who's the first person you talked to right after you looked up and saw that you won and you felt that feeling?
I went over and hugged my dad. And
hi,
then,
Greg.
Then I probably went and talked to my coach, and then all my teammates ran up to me, like pushed me around, hugged me, stuff like that. It was awesome.
What a moment. Wait, what year are you?
I'm a sophomore.
What?
Yeah.
This could happen again.
Yep, two more times.
Nice. That's awesome. Well, congratulations. Are your parents listening?
I hope so.
All right.
Hi, Mom.
All right. Mackenzie Roberts.
Hey.
State champion mountain biker. That is awesome. So tell us about your moment or when you became a state champion.
My moment was a little more spread out because the state result depended on 5 races, not just one. So I could see it coming for a long time and I knew I had a chance, but winning that last race and placing first was still such a rush.
So when you won that last, you got first place in that last race.
Yeah.
So did you kind of know at that moment that
I had it secured at that point. And so it was super great to come across the finish line and see my team there and everyone cheering and knowing that I had done it and I had done it for the team.
Wow. And so who did you first talk to after you came across that finish line? That whole team?
I think it was my dad who was the first person who was right there.
Hey, Brent.
And then probably my coaches next. And then I had all my teammates around me too.
Wow.
Is mountain biking a co-ed sport or is it girl and boy?
I only compete against girls, but we practice co-ed and we like hang out co-ed and everything else is like
Is that typical for most schools that
yeah.
they okay.
But the team win is co-ed.
Yeah,
correct?
The team
so
win
they,
is
there's
co-ed.
Points for girls and there's points for boys and mm-hmm. stuff like that. Okay. And are your mom and dad listening?
I don't think so.
Well, they can stream it later.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the great part about it. Okay, so any athlete knows that it's not that moment that you come, that great moment you just told us, it's the culminating event, but it's not that moment that makes you a champion, or am I wrong?
It's the hard work before.
Okay.
It's all the days leading up to it, all the weekends in the pool when all of your friends are hanging out, the Walmart parking lot, and you're in the pool swimming laps. Like.
So how long have you been swimming?
Since I was about 6 years old. So I've been swimming competitively since I was about 8. I joined my first like competitive team when I was 8, but I was on the YMCA team like doing practices and stuff when
uh-huh.
I was like 6.
And do you come from a family of swimmers, or did
yes.
you? Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so my brother, my sister, and I are all state champions in swimming.
Wow.
My sister, she was like the number two best volleyball player in the nation in high school. So yeah, we've all had great athletic careers.
It's not the first time we heard the last name Temple around
yeah,
here.
No.
I heard rumors that there was a little competition for you. You were gunning for some of your brother's records. Is this true?
Yeah, I bet him $100 that I'd break all of his records.
So nice.
I kind of have to do that now.
Okay, so that's not done yet. You still have, how much time do you have to win the $100?
I got 2 years.
So. Okay.
Yeah, we broke his relay record though with my with my teammates Dallin Jex, Paul Kinnick, and Tate Bassett. So
awesome.
That was awesome. Yeah.
Good job. And how many more do you need to break?
Like 7 or 8.
Oh my gosh.
We got 2 years. So
you better get
I'm
to
already
work.
On it. Yeah.
Yeah. You should be in the pool right now.
So Mackenzie, how long have you been mountain biking?
I've been mountain biking for a long time just with my parents, but I've only been racing for about a year and a half.
So your family's just kind of a mountain biking family
yeah,
for
I've
fun?
Yeah, I've definitely and... grown up with it. And I think I kind of tried to fight it at first. I was like, no, I don't want to do it. And then they wore me down and I saw my friends doing it. And I was like, hey, that kind of looks fun. I guess I'll give it a try.
What is the most dangerous thing about mountain biking? Because I know someone who's
There's
had
no
some
danger in mountain
who's had
biking?
Some crashes.
Come on.
Well, you start going really fast, and then suddenly you're on the ground. So there's definitely a dangerous part of it, but you just wear a helmet and be smart and know your limits.
Is now the Prescott, you know, we're such a mountain biking community mm-hmm. up here in Prescott. Do you think the Prescott team has an advantage? Do we always do pretty well?
Yeah, we won state last year and got second this year, and we're known for our mountain biking and our mountain biking team. I would say we have an advantage because we have so much access to great trails compared to other places who really don't have as much.
Thank you, trail builders.
Yay.
Yeah, we have an advantage because we're awesomer, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're a ride in town,
yeah.
Right? So you've only been doing it a year and a half, so all these kids were like, who's that girl
yeah,
that just passed
kind of
me?
Yeah, it was kind of fun just to show
just
up and have nobody
me.
Know who I was, and that was a fun aspect of it.
And give us a little bit of an idea of the training behind becoming a state champ. What does that take?
It takes a lot. For me, it was about 6 days a week, and I was also balancing it with school, and I was traveling a lot at the time, so it was a hard thing to balance, but you just have to put in the time and put on the hours on the trainer, which is the worst aspect of riding a bike is having to do trainer days, but it all adds up.
It does for sure. Well, Harris, we're so glad that you're a swimmer at PHS. We're so lucky. Where's this going to take you in your future? Where do you want it to take you?
I hope to swim in college. I think that'd be fun to race against like the best swimmers in the nation. I would like to go to the Air Force Academy. They have a great swim team. So, yeah, I hope it takes me far. I hope it gives me a free ride to college.
I think you got a pretty good shot, and we're so excited to watch you for the next few years. Mackenzie, riding in your future, we know you'll ride for the rest of your life, but where's it going to take you?
Yeah, I have another upcoming race season from January to April that I'll be doing, and then I'm looking into college racing. That's definitely a goal for me. I just have to see how it works out with the schools I'm looking at as well.
Cool. Well, we are so, 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 so proud of you both. Way to represent and meet your goals and dreams. We want to thank our state champs this afternoon, Mackenzie Roberts and Harris Temple. Way to represent. We also want to thank our previous guests, Caleb Farnsworth, Kathleen Cherry, Casey Como, Cameron McMahon, Clark and Sonia Tenney. Thanks for listening today. In the Prescott Unified School District, every child, every day matters.
And join us again after winter break on February 7th, 2018 at 4 p.m. You have been listening to The Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 a.m., 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Augie's Restaurant, Prescott Dirt, A&E Reaper Graphics, House Chilson & Associates, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Barrett Propane, Janessa's Family Hair Care, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals.
The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.